So here's how you make the incomprehensible, comprehensible, however painful it may be to our propaganda-bedazzled eyeballs, we must look directly at the facts in evidence. The response of the elites to the dangers of coronavirus appears so wildly out of proportion to its actual dangers. Here in Canada, with a population close to 37 million, the entire country has been shut down coast to coast because 7,000 people are ill and a couple of dozen people have died. What sense does this make? Similar ratios, of course, are at play in multi-trillion dollar economies throughout the West and across the world, in fact. So, how do we make this comprehensible? I want you to imagine a scenario. Imagine that you're a homicide detective. You get called out to a house because a woman has died of some horrible new virus. And her husband says, oh yeah, well you see, she went to the fish market. And then you ask a couple of people, says, no, she never went to the fish market. And then the husband says, oh, no, she died because she got a sickness from eating strange animals. It's like, oh, how long has she been eating strange animals? Oh, her whole life. And then her husband says, oh, you know what? I think she was poisoned by that American guy down the street. And you say, no, I don't really think that's the case. So what do you do for a living? Oh, husband of this woman, you obviously dislike, who died of some horrible new pathogen. He says, oh, yeah, no, I work at the only level 4 bioweapons lab in the country. Where would your suspicions go after he had lied and misdirected? Now think of a country the size of China. And think of a population of 1 billion plus, and think of its multi-thousand year habit of eating some very strange creatures. Basically a zoo is a menu in China, it seems. What are the odds that coronavirus just happened to emerge within a stone's throw in a giant country of its only level 4 bioweapons lab? The odds, of course, are virtually zero. If you understand that we are most likely dealing with an engineered virus, possibly engineered specifically for transmission and lethality, the response of the elites makes sense. It's new. And that's why all the responses are unprecedented.
Since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, which started in Wuhan, China, the Chinese government has been lying every step of the way to the US and many other countries. These lies resulted in a delayed reaction from our country and many others, which resulted in a loss of control and a major loss of life. Now, many people speculated, why would China lie about this? Well, first of all, China lies about a lot of things. Many people thought it was because they're trying to save face. They didn't want to be held responsible for what was really going on. But now we have evidence to suggest that China is lying to us to actively hurt us, dare I say, actively kill our people and people in many other countries. In a story from the Sydney Morning Herald, Chinese-backed companies were sending millions of pieces of medical equipment to China at a time when everyone was downplaying this, particularly China. They were lying about it. Yet these companies were instructed to round up as much supplies, as many pieces of medical equipment as they could, and send it back to China. You see, China knew what was going on, and they didn't want us to find out because they wanted a chance to get our resources first. Now, it is being suggested they are using this opportunity for predatory economic policies targeting our countries and others, and it's worse than that. They're sending faulty pieces of medical equipment to many other countries that are now reacting negatively, saying this is on purpose. We should not be trusting China. But unfortunately, many people in our media are just repeating Chinese propaganda. And dare I say, yes, at least one journalist and probably many others are praising China over their response, saying, hey, better there than somewhere else. But like India, yet China's been lying to us. It could have been worse if it started in another country. But if another country started this, if this started in another country, and then they were honest with us, we could have got a better handle on things. But China, it would seem, is actively trying to hurt us. Now we're hearing the US may expel who they say are Chinese spies in media. And this is in response to China expelling our journalists. It's very likely China is lying still about what's going on in their country. The UK believes that the official numbers they've put out are wrong, and it could be 15 to 40 times worse than what they're actually saying, which would mean we're in this for the long haul. We're in this and things are going to get bad. In Italy, they're already seeing a breakdown of social order. They're seeing the same thing in China, and China is lying so they can come out on top. They want us to be hurt, not just the United States, but Australia and countries in Europe as well. We have to stop trusting them, and we have to protect ourselves. Let's start with the first story to see exactly what these companies were doing at a time when we were being told not to worry about this. Mind you, while these companies were sending millions of pieces of medical equipment back to China, we were being told by people like Bill de Blasio in New York to go out. It's fine. This was as early or as late as March. The mayor of New York was saying everything's fine. Now New York is the epicenter with almost half of all of the coronavirus related deaths. They were saying it was fine. And you know what? I think they blundered this really bad. But to a certain extent, China is responsible for starting it and lying about it so we couldn't respond properly. Before we get started, head over to timcast.com/donate if you'd like to support my work. There are several ways you can give. The best thing you can do, share this video. This is shocking information. People need to know about this. You're going to hear all across the media that Trump's a bigot, that we shouldn't blame China, that we should trust China. They're our friend. No. No, they're not. And if you haven't, subscribe, hit the notification bell, because YouTube likes to play games and perhaps won't actually send my video to you, even if you are subscribed anyway, but subscribe. Hey, why not? And if you like the video, please consider hitting that like button. The Sydney Morning Herald, Chinese-backed company's mission to source Australian medical supplies. As the coronavirus took hold in Wuhan earlier this year, staff from the Chinese government-backed global property giant Greenland Group were instructed to put their normal work on hold and source bulk supplies of essential medical items to ship back to China. A whistleblower from the company has told the Herald it was a worldwide Greenland effort, and the Sydney office was no different, sourcing bulk supplies of surgical masks, thermometers, antibacterial wipes and hand sanitizers, gloves, and Panadol for shipping. The company even posted its efforts of packing pallets in the company's Sydney headquarters on social media. Basically, all employees, the majority of whom are Chinese, were asked to source whatever medical supplies they could, one company insider told the Herald. This exercise went on for weeks through January and February, he said. The entire accounts department, contract managers, the human resources team, and even receptionists were sent on a mission to find bulk supplies of surgical masks, thermometers, antibacterial wipes, hand sanitizers, gloves, and Panadol. There were numerous requests from the HR manager and even our direct reporting line, which prioritized the assisting of the company in gathering these supplies over other work activities. The entire accounts department were absent for days as they were out purchasing supplies. Now, why would an employee of what seems to be a real estate management company be sourcing medical supplies? Because China knew. This was going on from January to February. They say Greenland Australia supported the group's initiative by arranging for medical supplies to be dispatched to China, which at the time was the epicenter of the outbreak. Sherwood Luo, the managing director of Greenland Australia, posted photographs of this occurring on social media. For instance, on February 13th, he posted on WeChat, "Combat coronavirus. Greenland Australia is taking action. The second batch of non-contact forehead thermometers will soon take off to China. Coronavirus situation is serious. Chinese people, local and overseas, are trying their best, fighting together to combat the virus. At this time, China was battling the COVID-19 epidemic. As of February 14th, Australia only had 15 known cases. According to a company newsletter, the Greenland Group sourced 3 million masks, 700,000 hazmat suits, 500,000 pairs of gloves from Australia, Canada, Turkey, and other countries. Now, first, many of the people who were sourcing this, it can be assumed at the time, were saying China needs our help. We don't have that big of an outbreak. So you can chalk this up to a bit as a major blunder from these countries not realizing they would need these supplies in the future. But China has been lying to us the whole time. And because of this, many people probably thought it wasn't a big deal. We're going to help China. We don't need these things. It's not that bad. Let me show you how bad it really is. In a tweet from January 14th, the World Health Organization said, "Preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the novel coronavirus identified in Wuhan, China." This is propaganda. We have a timeline of events. And on December 25th, according to the National Review, they say Chinese medical staff in two hospitals in Wuhan are suspected of contracting viral pneumonia and are quarantined. This is additional strong evidence of human-to-human transmission, and not even the first. Sometime in late December, Wuhan hospitals notice an exponential increase in the number of cases that cannot be linked back to the Hunan seafood wholesale market. On December 30th, Dr. Li Wenliang sent a message to a group of other doctors warning them about a possible outbreak of an illness that resembled SARS, urging them to take protective measures against the infection. On December 31st, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission declares the investigation so far has not found any obvious human-to-human transmission and no medical staff infection. This is the opposite of the belief of the doctors working on patients in Wuhan, and two doctors were already suspected of contracting the virus. 3 weeks after doctors first started noticing the cases, China contacts the World Health Organization. Tao Lina, a public health expert and former official with Shanghai Center for Disease Control and Prevention, tells the South China Morning Post, "I think we are now quite capable of killing it in the beginning phase, given China's disease control system, emergency handling capacity, and clinical medicine support." January 1st, the Wuhan Public Security Bureau issued summons to Dr. Li Wenliang, accusing him of spreading rumors. 2 days later, at a police station, Dr. Li signed a statement acknowledging his misdemeanor and promising not to commit further unlawful acts. Seven other people are arrested on similar charges, and their fate is unknown. China was arresting people who were warning this was spreading. They then told the World Health Organization that there's no evidence. Why? Because they wanted to source supplies from other countries so they could save themselves first. Well, I would say they're actively trying to kill us now because they're sending faulty supplies to other countries who now have to reject them. But I would also say, based on this story, the World Health Organization accused of carrying China's water after official refuses to acknowledge Taiwan during bizarre interview. Now, I'm not going to get into the full politics of China and Taiwan, but suffice it to say, Taiwan views itself as independent. China does not. In an interview with the World Health Organization, a woman, the journalist, asks the World Health Organization, here's what they say, Hong Kong City, World City. Bruce Aylward slash WHO did an interview with a Hong Kong news outlet. When asked about Taiwan, he pretended not to hear the question. The journalist asks again and he hangs up. In fact, it wasn't just that. Canadian physician, Dr. Bruce Aylward, an aide to World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom sat down for an interview with RTHK about the coronavirus outbreak, where he was asked whether the organization would consider Taiwan's membership. For several seconds, Aylward sat in silence. "Hello," the reporter asked. "I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your question, Yvonne," responded the doctor. "Okay, let me repeat the question," she said. "No, that's okay. Let's move to another one then." When she asked again, the doctor hung up. This is a sign that this individual was trying very hard not to displease China. They wouldn't consider Taiwan's membership. He then comes back. She calls him back and he says, "Oh, you know, we've talked about China. So, you know, we don't need to talk about it anymore." Taiwan is not China, at least by Taiwan standard. Obviously, China thinks it is. This shows the World Health Organization is carrying water for China to a certain degree. This is a Canadian physician who did this. Then we see the lies or the misinformation coming out of the World Health Organization. This caused the problem we're facing now. If they had warned us, we could have reacted more quickly. But many people downplayed it, be it local governments like Bill de Blasio in New York, Andrew Cuomo, Donald Trump, or even the media in this country. And while this is happening, Ottawa faces criticism for sending 16 tons of personal protective equipment to China in February. This is all a part of the lies. They were doing China's bidding. And now where are we? In dire straits and desperate need of equipment we don't have, Trump had to invoke the Defense Production Act. Now, whether or not he orders companies to actually start mass producing these things, we'll see. Many of these companies are already volunteering. But in the UK, Boris Johnson is concerned that China is actually understating. They're still lying about how severe it is, but that they're lying on purpose for predatory economic to gain economic power through predatory means. A source said, quote, "There is a disgusting disinformation campaign going on, and it is unacceptable. The Chinese government know they have got this badly wrong, and rather than owning it, they are spreading lies." Mr. Johnson has been warned by scientific advisors that China's officially declared statistics on the number of coronavirus cases could be downplayed by a factor of 15 to 40 times. And number 10 believes China is seeking to build its economic power during the pandemic with, quote, predatory offers of help to countries around the world. A major review of British foreign policy has been shelved due to COVID-19 outbreak and will not report until the impact of the virus can be assessed. A government source close to the review said it is going to be back to the diplomatic drawing board after this. Rethink is an understatement. Another source said there has to be a reckoning when this is over. Yet another added the anger goes right to the top. Spain received faulty coronavirus testing kits. Spain returns faulty testing kits bought from Chinese company as experts say China is filling the void left by Europe's usual go-to ally, the U.S. Or it could be that China is sending out faulty medical supplies because they're trying to actively hurt us, which is I'm going to make the assumption that's the case. NBC reporter ends up getting blasted after praising China for stepping in to help Italy battle the coronavirus. You see, Italy found that the tests weren't working and several countries started rejecting. Countries reject China pandemic product batches. This is from the Financial Times. Several countries in or neighboring the EU have rejected Chinese-made coronavirus testing kits and protective equipment as substandard, raising concerns about the quality of supplies. The Netherlands, Spain, and Turkey have all claimed there have been problems with products, including masks and tests, as rising confirmed cases of COVID-19 infection in Europe increased dependence on Chinese imports. The claims come as tensions grow over what the EU's top diplomat has branded Beijing's use of the politics of generosity in a battle of narratives over who were the most reliable international partners in the global crisis. The Dutch Health Ministry said at the weekend it was forced to recall 600,000 face masks shipped from China on March 21st after they were found to be defective, which I find strange because we had been manufacturing a lot of our supplies in China. Many of the supplies we have now that work came from China. So how is it that China is able to mass produce working equipment? They lie about what's going on, then start extracting much of that equipment back from these countries like Australia and Canada to China, and then send out faulty equipment. I would assume it is intentional. I would. You don't have to. But we have seen them actively sowing discord from BuzzFeed on March 5th. Chinese trolls are spreading coronavirus disinformation in Taiwan. Even in 5 years of looking at troubling disinfo every day, I'm not sure I've ever seen anything quite this malicious. How about this one from the Daily Beast? China launches a fake news campaign to blame the U.S. for coronavirus. There's more. From ProPublica. How China built a Twitter propaganda machine, then let it loose on the coronavirus. ProPublica analyzed thousands of fake and hijacked Twitter accounts to understand how covert Chinese propaganda spreads around the globe. When China lies and actively sows disinformation, people lose their lives. But it's more than that. When they send faulty medical equipment, people lose their lives. If they're sending out misinformation that gets people killed on purpose, then I can safely say China is trying to kill us and many others. And then I'm going to go ahead and assume that the equipment they're sending out is intentionally faulty because we used to buy our masks from them in the first place with no problems. In fact, at one point, China recalled a cargo ship carrying medical supplies that were headed to the U.S. They recalled it back to China to use for themselves. So the supplies made there work for them. But the supplies then sent to Italy and the Netherlands and Spain don't seem to work. But now we can see, unfortunately, in our own country, people carrying water for the Chinese government. This is a serious threat. And I don't know if we can do anything about it, because we have a lot of people who are in on the take. There were numerous stories going back a long time, or going back several months, of professors secretly receiving money from the Chinese government because China wanted access to our research. These professors were arrested. They were lying to the federal government about receiving money from the Chinese government. Now these people are facing prison time. The Washington Free Beacon reports, The Economist runs Chinese coronavirus propaganda disguised as news. Chinese outlets flout federal disclosure laws in disinformation campaign. They say, the propaganda advertorials, which are ads designed to look like news stories, come from the Beijing Review an entity backed by the Chinese Communist Party. The outlet has never registered with the Department of Justice as required by the Foreign Agents Registration Act and does not include a legally required disclaimer that the ad is being pushed by a foreign nation. Why wouldn't The Economist label these things? Why wouldn't they call out? And why would they take that money? I'll tell you why. Because the money's good. I mean, look, we saw what happened with the big, you know, Chinese controversy surrounding the NBA. When all this stuff started going down in Hong Kong, what did we see? How many companies in the U.S. bent the knee to China because they want to suckle the teat? They want what China's got, and they will lie and sell out the U.S. in order to get it. That's one of the biggest risks of staunch individualism that we face. The people in this country, there are many people in this country who don't care about this country. They just want money and power. When China offered them money and power, they took it. And they're going to lie, and they're going to defend this country that is actively causing harm and death in the United States, Australia, and many European nations. It's about time people started calling it out, but unfortunately, our media is, to a certain degree, complicit. From CNBC. Speaking to CNBC's Squawk Box on Wednesday, former Goldman Sachs chief economist Jim O'Neill said the virus had brought up the best and the worst of the Chinese model, praising China, saying, "Thank God this didn't start somewhere like in India." I disagree. If it did start in India, they probably would have told us about it. They probably would have told us and everyone else, and it could have been taken care of properly. China is exploiting this for economic gain, and they're exploiting this to cause harm to other countries like the United States. Senator McSally says some in media are parroting Chinese propaganda amid coronavirus pandemic. And yes, she is correct. The Atlantic writes, "President Trump labeling the novel coronavirus a foreign virus isn't a new strategy. When it comes to popular naming of infectious disease, xenophobia has long played a prominent role." Oh, we've seen it across the board. The desperate propaganda from the far left and from, well, not everybody in the far left, but many who would claim bigotry or otherwise, or mainstream media outlets that receive advertising and major benefits from the Chinese government. Keep in mind, The Economist running ads for China, that's money for them. And now we can see the strange ideological propaganda from Campus Reform. The University of California tells students, do not say Chinese virus and do not allow others to say it either. Why? It originated in Wuhan. They're actively lying to us and causing harm to our country. Why not call it the Wuhan coronavirus or the Chinese coronavirus or China's coronavirus? They don't want to take responsibility for it. That's true. But they're also trying to get us hurt. So we should call it like it is. The Council of Chief Diversity Officers at the University of California released a guidance document to announce supportive, positive, and inclusive campaign climates during the COVID-19 crisis. The list begins by telling students to reject racism, sexism, xenophobia, and all hateful or intolerant speech, both in person and online, and to be an upstander and discourage others from engaging in such behavior. Now is not the time to play ideology and say this kind of weird stuff. But look, if many professors were in on the take, selling research or giving away information to China and lying about it, why should I believe that these people aren't in on it either? There's probably more people taking money from China than we realize. Now, when it comes to critical research towards technological advancements and other important bits of, you know, our economy that are being worked on in colleges and universities, I can understand why the feds would investigate these things. But has anyone investigated these social justice, humanities, or diversity individuals? Are they taking money from China at all? I'm not saying we should start a witch hunt or anything like that. If the government is already looking into this and we've already found proof that people are lying about receiving money and getting arrested for it, does the investigation stop there? I don't know. I don't like witch hunts, and I don't want to single people out and accuse anybody of being, you know, treasonous or anything like that. But we have to be careful because we have a hard adversary that has been stealing our intellectual property. They've been extracting our manufacturing and our resources, and now they're lying to us and watching us squirm. New York is in serious trouble, and it's because we were lied to. We can't trust the Chinese government. There's nothing to do with the Chinese people. It's their government. Well, at least the U.S. is starting to take some action. U.S. officials push for expelling suspected Chinese spies at media outlets. The Trump administration officials are discussing taking action after China said it would expel almost all American journalists for the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal. The concern here is that there are news organizations that are owned and controlled by the Chinese government, And the people working there mostly just file intelligence reports. So are they really news outlets? It doesn't seem to be the case. They say the action is under consideration because some U.S. officials want to retaliate against China in a new conflict that has revolved around news organizations and is being fueled by hostility over the coronavirus pandemic. Since the virus began spreading across the U.S., Washington and Beijing have waged a global information war over the outbreak. President Trump and his aides are trying to pin responsibility on China, where Communist Party officials initially covered up the dangers of the virus as it was first discovered. Mr. Trump, though, has been criticized for vast failures in the American response. The New York Times said China covered this up. I'm sorry, New York Times. Most Americans support the president in his efforts, and they give him high marks in job approval related to the coronavirus. It's China that's caused this problem, not Donald Trump. And as much as we can criticize Trump for downplaying this initially in the beginning, not as bad as others, but he did a little bit. Bill de Blasio downplayed it, and so did Andrew Cuomo. But you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. They all get a free pass from me on this one. You know why? Because the real adversary here is China. They are actively trying to hurt us still and covered this up. Sure, Bill de Blasio was bumbling around and he was wrong, but some of his decisions were based off of the lies coming out of China. Now, by the time he was telling people to go and, you know, go out and go about their lives in the beginning of March, he should have known better. But I think China is responsible for the most part. We could have acted much sooner. And the World Health Organization is carrying water for them, so we should not be listening to them either. We got to take care of ourselves, and we can look to what's going on in Italy to predict what's going to happen here in the future, and it's going to get bad. Social order is breaking down in southern Italy. People are looting grocery stores. They are setting up Facebook pages, organizing raids on grocery stores. We don't want the same thing to happen here, so at this point, we must disregard the information coming out of China, and we have to figure this one out for ourselves. Because even if we think that data could be valuable, we never know if it's tainted. Even if we need the supplies, well, as we know, they don't work. China is sending out bad supplies, and I'd bet it's on purpose. I'll leave it there. Next segment will be coming up at youtube.com/TimCastNews at 6 p.m. Thanks for hanging out, and I'll see you all there.
So I do see the question gets asked of me and a bunch of other people. Is China ever going to be held accountable for facilitating the spread of a deadly pandemic around the world, destroying half the world's economy, killing thousands of people, probably into the tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands down the road? And the answer is quite simple. No, China will never be held accountable for this for a couple of simple reasons. First of all, if you're addicted to a drug and the drug dealer, it's the only drug dealer that you can get the drug from, runs over your dog, you might feign a little outrage, but too bad, man. Your addiction means that you've got to keep appeasing the drug dealer, and to hell with your dog. You can get another dog, but he's the only guy who can give you this drug. China holds a huge amount of the world's debt, and China is propping up the real estate prices that it's the fundamental crack cocaine of buying the baby boomers' votes in the West, so there's almost zero chance that the West will do anything significant to sanction China, because otherwise China might pull its investments in Western real estate in Western countries, and it also might start to call in some of its debt. So, the price of this infinite delusion of mad money photocopying that has really put us into a psychotically deranged state in the West over the past 70 years comes down in many ways to China. So when you're addicted to this kind of drug, you can't call out the drug dealer. When you're addicted to having foreigners prop up your manufacturing, when China manufactures the vast majority of the medicines in the West, what are you going to do? You're going to call out China? This isn't even to mention the basic fact that the vast majority of people in the mainstream media are socialists, if not outright communists. Now, I'll tell you something. Communism killed 100 million people in the 20th century, and it still gets away with being praised. Communism in the 21st century says to communism in the 20th century, 100 million dead? Hold my corona.